Well, the Cowboys got a real lift out of my disaster. I mean, it just about made their whole day. After howling and chuckling and slapping their knees and rolling around in the dirt, they finally ran out of excuses for loafing and had to go back to work. I know that broke their hearts. And don't forget that if they'd hauled off that pile of junk lumber in the first place, there would have been no lumber pile, and therefore no lumber pile bunny. Hence, by simple logic, we see that the Cowboys were actually to blame for the entire incident, which didn't make my broken neck or damaged head feel one bit better, but it's always nice to share the blame with someone else. I mean, sharing is a very important thing in this old life. Furthermore, there is a wise old saying about people who laugh at the misfortunes of others. He who laughs last, he who laughs in the middle. There's this wonderful, wise old saying about people laughing, but I think we'll skip it for now. It's a real good, wise old, never mind. I went limping back to the gas tanks. I mean, I'd just suffered one of the worst setbacks of my career and had lost just about everything that was dear to me, but I still had my old gunny sack bed. That was the one thing they couldn't take away from me. It was my place of refuge, a spot from whence I could launch myself into sweet dreams about Beulah and feats of greatness. No matter what happened to me, that old gunny sack would always be there to welcome me home. I dragged myself towards the gas tanks, hoping with all my heart that Pete wouldn't see me. I'm never anxious to see Pete, but this time I was even less anxious than usual. Luck was with me for a change, and Pete did not appear. At last, I could see it. My gunny sack, my friend. It was waiting for me, calling my name, ready to embrace the folds of my tired and worn body, ready to launch me into a cat in my bed. A grinning face with partially hooded eyes rose from my gunny sack.
It's Hanky the cow dog, and isn't this a wonderful coincidence?
I summoned up just enough energy to issue a short growl. Out of my bed, cat, before I...
Don't say anything you'll regret, Hanky. You haven't forgotten our little wager, have you?
Did I think to mention that down deep in my heart, I don't approve of betting or wagering or gambling of any kind? I mean, I might have forgotten to...
You forgot to mention that, Hanky.
Yes, well, it just slipped my...
It must have slipped your mind, Hanky.
Exactly. And I'm sure the same thing has happened to you a time or two. You get caught up in something, excited and so forth, and before you realize it...
You've made a stupid mistake,
Right. Well, stupid is pretty harsh.
A dumb mistake?
Yes, right, exactly. A dumb mistake, or call it a hasty decision, or it could be that you misunderstood my true meaning, see? And you might have thought that I was making a foolish wager.
I did, Hanky. I certainly did.
When, in fact, the record would show that I was only kidding. Really. Honest. Pete stretched out on my gunny sack and made himself right at home. I could hear him purring. Oh, and that tail of his was sticking straight up in the air.
So you're saying that you didn't intend to make the bet. Is that right, Hanky?
Right, yes. And I'll be the first to admit it, Pete. I was misquoted, and I'll have to take full responsibility for my actions. If I hadn't opened my big mouth, I never would have been misquoted in the first place. And as far as I'm concerned, we can chalk the whole thing up to experience. I mean, it's been a painful lesson for me, and why are you shaking your head?
No deal, Hanky.
By no deal, do you mean no deal?
I mean, Hanky, that we made a bet, and you lost.
Oh, I see. Yes, well, let me hasten to...
And I'm ready to collect, Hanky.
Huh? Collect? You mean... Now, wait a minute, Pete. You can't do this to me.
Fair is fair, Hanky.
I know that fair is fair. I've said that many times myself, but you can't do this to me! He grinned and purred and flicked his tail back and forth.
Oh, yes, I can, Hanky. I won. You lost. I'm ready for you to pronounce me head of ranch security.
I won't! I can't! I began pacing. Listen, Pete, we can cut a deal, just you and me, right now. How about this? You'll be my first assistant. Hey, wouldn't that be great?
And what about Drover?
Ha! He's out through. Finished. Fired. It's just me and you, Pete. Just the two of us. A team for the future.
No, thank you.
Huh? Okay, listen to this. Dog food. All you can eat for 3 days.
I'll pass on the dog food, Hanky.
Good thinking, pal. I don't blame you, but here comes the killer deal of the century. I winked and leaned forward. Bones, Pete. You give me a number, and I'll deliver the goods. He yawned.
I don't think so, Hanky, because bones hurt my teeth.
Good point. Hadn't thought of that. Okay, we'll dig a little deeper in the oak.
Hanky, had you thought of begging for your job?
Huh? Begging? Well, No, actually, I hadn't thought of begging. It sort of goes against my grains, don't you see?
Well, you might try it and see what happens.
He studied his claws.
I've never been tested before, and who knows? It just might be my weak spot.
I see. Begging. Could you give me some odds and percentages? I mean, I wouldn't want to go into a begging situation without knowing the... I'm sure you understand.
Yes, I understand, Hanky.
I mean, it would be very painful.
Oh, I know it would hurt so bad.
Right, which is why I'd like to know...
50-50.
50-50, which is only slightly better than average.
That's the best I can offer, Hanky.
Okay. Well, 50-50 beats 40-40, and, you said beg?
Mm-hmm. Just hop up on your back legs and beg, and we'll see what happens.
I coughed and cleared my throat, paced back and forth, scratched my ear, paced some more, and wrestled with this heavy decision. This is very difficult for me, Pete. I hope you understand that, and I mean very difficult and painful. But if this is what it takes to... I don't look forward to this, Pete. It's going to be very humiliating, and I've never...
My patience is wearing thin, Hanky.
Right. Okay. And so the best thing for me to do is just... Only for you would I do this, Pete, so watch carefully. Against all my cowdog instincts, I hopped up on my back legs and brought my front paws into the begging position. There we go. What do you think of this, Pete? His smile went sour.
Something's missing, Hanky. It just doesn't move me.
Okay, what's missing is this little flourish, which we call moving the paws while begging. You'll love it, Pete. It's gonna knock your socks off. Watch close. I did the maneuver, which is very difficult, by the way, and very few of your ordinary dogs have the muscle tone and coordination to pull it off. There you are, Pete. That's the whole show. Pretty impressive, huh? You ever see anything quite... You're shaking your head again, Pete, and I'm wondering what that means.
Oh, Hanky, I'm afraid it didn't work, and just drat the luck.
Drat the... Didn't. Wait a minute. Are you saying that you're not going to call off the bet? After I lowered myself and humbled myself and made myself look like an idiot? The grin spread all the way across his mouth, and his eyes brightened.
Yes, I'm afraid so, Hanky, but nice try anyway. Now you may pronounce me head of ranch security.
At last, all the pieces of the puzzle began falling into place. I had been duped and humiliated, and now I was fixing to be stripped of my rank. I lowered my front paws to the ground and glared at him. I should have known better than to do business with a cat. He nodded his head. You'll regret this, Pete.
Fair is fair, Hanky.
I took a gulp of air and plunged into the terrible unknown. Very well. I pronounce you head of ranch security, and I hope you get a big ringworm right where you sit down.
Thank you, Hanky. Your unhappiness means more to me than I can possibly express.
Fine. Now get out of my bed.
My bed. It goes with the job.
My mind was reeling. My head was pounding. My body was begging for rest. I didn't have the energy to argue. All right, Pete. You've got it all. My job, my pride, and now my bed. You win. I'm whipped. The ranch is yours. And with that, I turned and limped away from my bedroom, my home, and the gunny sack that had been my last friend in the world.